to upgrade the secondary from last year, and you're obviously part of that upgrade. You feel a responsibility there that, hey, they brought me in to make things a little bit better, and I've got to come through for them.
That's I feel that way regardless. If I was back in Seattle, I would feel that way. So it's kind of like that's part of your job. Your part of your job is not to give up big plays and make plays. You're not out there for no reason.
How different is it coming to a new place and being with your new teammates and kind of meeting everybody for the first time?
I mean, you know, it's different. You know, it's a learning experience, a chance to grow, learn and meet new people. So you got to take that challenge. You got to face it. You got to, you know, you can grow from it.
Is the procedure different than it was in Seattle, the way you practice things like that?
What do you mean?
Well, the pace of practice, the style of meetings, things like that.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's a whole totally different dude running it. But, yeah, the pace of practice is definitely different. We're very fast out here. We get a lot of reps and, you know, we go fast.
Do you like the music? Do you like the up-tempo? Does it keep your head in the game, especially in this kind of heat?
Yeah, definitely. But we did that in Seattle. We played music, and, you know, I even did it in college. So that's nothing new. But, like I said, that does help you get through practice and when it's a rough day.
This is really a secondary that's kind of being rebuilt. Do you kind of take more of a leadership responsibility in that regard?
Yeah, just because, I mean, I'm one of the oldest guys. So, you know, you got the new guys, Eric Rowe. He's coming in. He's looking at me for leadership. And, you know, I got to make sure, you know, versus the Seattle, I wasn't necessarily the leader. I was a leader, but I wasn't one of, you know, I guess you know. So, yeah, I definitely, as a leadership role I have here.